The street's tired right now with bad pavement, worn lane markings, and little provision for pedestrians. That's all supposed to change with a multi-million-dollar collaboration between the city and the NFTA. The section between Elmwood Avenue and Virginia Street will be done next year for certain, although it isn't clear if the section between Virginia and Porter will be done next year also. The NFTA plans new high-tech shelters with signs saying when the next bus will arrive, and with electronic gadgetry to change signals to let buses get green lights. Bergman Associates engineer Kelly Thompson says it isn't easy.
Niagara Street has evolved over the years, and certainly the volumes of traffic get greater. It is very difficult with the existing roadway limits and the amount of right-of-way that's available to accommodate all the turns. That's why the traffic analysis has to examine each of the uses and do the best they can within the roadway configuration and accommodate, again, pedestrians and bikes as well.
Thompson says there's only one short section where the road will actually be widened. The road will get new lane markers and provisions to speed heavily used metro buses on one of the busiest routes. There will also be a facility to allow transfers between buses, but its location isn't set. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.